If you like cartoony Italian plumbers, you're in the right place. Infendo Radio is on now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Infendo Radio.
Audio.
I don't know at all what episode number this is. If I had to take a guess, it's 722.
722
sounds right to me. Yes, 722.
Dang, got it this time. But yeah, here we are. We took a week break, I think. We're back. And
I thought it was a pretty strong break, if you ask me.
I enjoyed it, actually. I did enjoy it. Where's my soundboard?
Wish I could say I did.
Justin, Brandon, how are you guys doing tonight?
I am doing.
Yeah,
it's been
okay.
A hell of a month, really, for me.
Month,
so.
Year.
Yeah.
Good, my
good 30s. Things will happen eventually, I hope. Or I'll die.
Or both. I mean, hopefully both before you die. But Brandon, how are you doing? Are you dying too?
I'm doing better, but you know, now my problems don't seem as bad, so I'm feeling a little better.
Sure. Sure. Yeah, exactly. It's like everything's relative, right?
I work too much. It's nothing.
That's actually my problem too, but like, you know, it's all relative again. So okay, well, let's talk about video games, but let's not talk about video game news, because let's be real, it's light on that.
We had the one thing which, yeah, well, is like, okay. A non-event.
Sure, let's bring that up, I guess, before we get into our little discussion topic. I guess I'll let you head that one. Brandon, you're the one that found that, I think, pre-show.
Yeah, there's apparently in the Apple case Epic has going on there, it was revealed that Epic really wanted to do a Metroid skin to represent Nintendo, but they had to nix it because Nintendo's like, no, Samus can't appear on other consoles.
Samus can't be dancing. She can't be in the content.
So was that specifically the reason, or did it have something to do with, like, you know, like the nature of the game and the killing and the dancing and all that?
No, the primary reason was Epic wanted it to be playable across all versions of Fortnite as per the usual, and Nintendo's like, no, can't you do what Minecraft did? And
right, like, I can see both sides of this. Like, honestly, I would never expect Nintendo to allow their characters on other systems. I understand why Epic wanted Samus to appear on all of the systems, but I can also understand why Nintendo's like, no, everybody else does exclusives for us, why can't you?
It's true.
Because it wasn't even just Minecraft. Namco, in the beginning of the Wii U era, did specific Nintendo versions of some of their games. So,
well, yeah, we had Soul Calibur had that thing.
There was the Tekken Tag Tournament 2 Wii U edition with
That one was fun, actually. That was a good use of the license. I actually really dug that.
They had something in the Wii U version of Need for Speed. I don't know which Need for Speed it was, but...
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, Mario and Samus skins for Rocket League. I forgot what the name of the game was. I haven't played it in so damn long.
Oh, yeah, I remember. And, like, you literally couldn't see it if you were playing against other people. Other people could not see your Mario hat if you were wearing a Mario hat. You just had a generic.
Is that how that worked? That's so funny. That's so funny.
I remember because I was playing with some PC friends on it. And it's like, what does it look like? You actually did, just like generic.
Because there was a lot of online games like that. You said Rocket League, you already said, right, Justin? So I wonder how the other games treated like Nintendo skins, probably the same way. Does Mario and Rabbids count? Is that like a, you know, count for...
I think that's only on Switch, so...
Yeah, yes, that's true.
I wonder about the Lego City Undercover when that went to other systems, because I know there were like very specific Mario references in that game. And supposedly the version that appeared on Switch is the same as the ones that came out on, you know, Xbox and PlayStation, but the Switch version still has the Mario references. So having not played it on any other system, I kind of wonder, you know, did they have to remove those or did they just stay there? Anybody who's played Lego City Undercover on something other than a Nintendo system, let me know.
Sure.
At Nintendo Justin on Twitter.
The only other thing I can think of is NBA Jam, too. Did you guys ever play the NBA Jam games where they had the Nintendo characters? I think it was like...
Was that the reboot? Or
yeah, like the one that... I think it came out on the Wii or whatever. Or maybe was the... Yeah,
I know they had... I know they had like the NBA... Was it the NBA Street had Mario characters?
Oh, yeah.
I remember NBA Jam had Bill Clinton.
That's what I'm
and
thinking.
He could
of.
Only
yeah, no, NBA,
appear on
NBA...
Genesis. That yeah, he was console exclusive.
You're right, Justin. Actually, that's what I'm thinking of. NBA Street V3. That's the one that I'm. And Scribblenauts too, apparently, because according to this article.
Remember in Twin Snakes when you could shoot a Yoshi?
Oh yeah, and it would make a Yoshi sound.
Yeah.
Well, anyways,
that was a tangent.
Let's go ahead and talk about what we decided to talk about tonight, which is going to be let's talk about some video game stuff that's not new.
Sex, baby. Let's
And Eugene is watching Fallout, so that's really cool. And I really want some Nintendo related content that I can stream and not actually have to play. I think there's some really good IPs out there that Nintendo could, you know, license out to somebody. I mean, they've already got all this money from the Illumination Project. So, you know, what's next type of thing. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. I think that for me, the obvious choice is Metroid, because there's so much lore there. Literally, if you just go off of Metroid Prime and the scan data stuff, you can make stuff based off of that, you know, I think Metroid for me is the obvious choice, but I don't know. What do you guys think? Would that even make a good series? Do you think? What's up?
I was going to. I mean, we've already had, you know, series for Super Mario Brothers and The Legend of Zelda and all those, so I hate to kind of retread stuff that they've done before, but I would think The Legend of Zelda would make a better series. Number one, they don't have to follow any particular continuity. This, you know, every Zelda game, despite what Lucas believes, is more or less separated from all the rest. So,
sure,
you know, they could just do a Zelda game and, you know, this is set in its version of Hyrule and all that. And then they can make it episodic and they can have familiar characters or new characters and do whatever they want with the story and the lore, as long as it doesn't step on too many toes. I think Zelda would make up a better series.
Zelda would be good. I think that they... I forget where we're at on that, because didn't Netflix drop that somehow and then it got repicked up? I forget where we're at with the rumors on that saga. So
there was originally a rumor that Netflix was in talks with Nintendo, and then it turned out that apparently wasn't true, but then more rumors said, well, they were talking to Nintendo, but then when the rumors started spreading about it, Nintendo pulled the plug. I don't think there's anything that has ever been confirmed from anyone, just that it may have happened, but it didn't.
Sure. Yeah. That's, I really feel like that is a kind of where we gotta I don't know. It's weird because like all of these rumors come out and then we get all excited and then it's so sad times. I wish that we would just like come out like this Fallout thing. I didn't even hear about it pre the show dropping. I'm sure there was like talks about it, but like
I was seeing teasers on my like for weeks ahead of time. Amazon knows I like the games.
I guess I've never actually played Fallout, so I guess maybe I'm just not in that,
Me neither.
They don't. I'm not in that pixel for Amazon's algorithm. But I definitely have dig it. But I would definitely watch a Zelda series, Justin. Like I don't know who you would cast there, but I think that would be really really awesome. Like. Everybody's doing that kind of thing with like the Lord of the Rings explosion the last 10 years. It feels like we have like Wheel of Time and like even Lord of the Rings series, the Game of Thrones ended, like it's just so much like that.
Yeah, The Witcher and it really does kind of fit into that medieval fantasy thing that everybody's doing, so
They had a Twisted Metal series. I still can't watch it. I
forgot about that. Why can't you watch it?
I guess I have to pirate it or something. I don't even know what streaming service it's on anymore. I think it was Peacock. Okay, it was on Peacock.
What would you want then, Brandon? Is there any like...
Okay, hear me out. Animal Crossing, but it's an existential horror show. Very slow. It's just like slowly. It's just like everything starts.
Five Nights at
apart.
Freddy's, but
it's like Castle Rock. But no, I'm just kidding.
See now, when you said Animal Crossing, all I could think of was the commercial for Animal Crossing on the GameCube that was all like MTV The Real World.
Oh sure,
it's like a reality show. Oh my god, that could also be very interesting. But no, that's I was gonna say, I feel like we need another Kirby cartoon. I feel like there's enough going on in the Kirby world that we could have that again.
I'm glad you went that direction because I was just thinking too. I would even take like some anime type project because me and my wife are watching Avatar and Legend of Korra after watching the the Netflix live action series, and I would totally take like a Kirby cartoon type of thing, or give me a Fire Emblem anime. A Fire Emblem is basically anime so might as well.
Yeah,
that
makes so much more sense. That should happen. That would make so much money.
Right? Yeah, it just seems to make sense. It's already, it's there,
Nintendo. We have everything nailed down, the tiny feet. And did they keep the tiny feet going forward, or is the tiny feet just awakening?
I think, I kind of think that went forward. I can't remember. No, didn't the new one have no feet at all, actually? I can't remember.
What's the problem with them?
They didn't have any feet. I don't know what they, and I only know that by
they
reputation.
Just have points.
I've never actually
sharp,
played any of them.
Sharp points.
That would be so funny though, an anime and they either have no feet or tiny feet, and like the fans would love that. But no, like Nintendo, like just do that. Like I'll take my 5% cut after you guys put it live.
That'd be a real moneymaker right there. It's you got like a bazillion characters to draw from. You already have their relationships. Like all over the, but you pretty much have the show pre-written. You could just do like one game, and that would be an epic storyline,
right?
You could have like what do like anime often is. One season is like just a whole continuous serialized story.
Oh man, imagine if they could do a Mario RPG style game in the same sort of thing. Ooh. But I don't think they would.
Paper Mario the series.
Yeah, Paper Mario the series.
The heck out of that.
Yeah, that would be kind of interesting. I would watch a custom Robo cartoon. Just a bunch of like
good Paul.
Antics. Like I don't know, like old 90s style. Like I would watch that.
Little robots fighting. It could be like a Pokemon series.
I've never played custom Robo.
It was.
Oh, you should. It's good.
I played the DS one and nothing else.
I have, like, one of the Japanese custom Robo games on N64. It got sent to me when I bought a Japanese N64 system, but, you know, I don't...
That's going to be near impossible to play. Really play it. Yeah, that's going to be impossible to sure. play. It's all text.
I would watch a Earthbound series. I think that's got good lore.
And it has, like, a sense of humor. You keep it light.
Yeah, I think you could really even. Icky. I think you can even do that live action, and it could. If you did it well, you can do that live action. I think it would be kind of cool.
That's an interesting. Yeah.
I will beat that game or one of those games or whatever. But I've got so many other games on my to play list.
Yeah, wheels. Emulate the Japanese only one with a translation patch, and yeah, that's the way to do that. I could go all day. Well, Kid Icarus, I think, would probably be good too. Honestly, I don't know if there's much lore there, but I think that would do Squander. Well as like just an anime.
Squander, that was so good on 3DS. Just like those.
Oh, I love that game.
That was a AAA storyline with just like just one little hang up on like how you played it.
Oh, whatever. I used that, like, device that they gave you. I forgot what it was, but remember...
It was a stand. It was a stand.
I used it, and I liked it, because...
You know how I played it? I had, like, the CirclePad Pro attachment for my 3DS. Oh, that making it much bigger and the buttons easier to press helped a lot, but still, my hands after a while...
I always wanted a CirclePad Pro, but I never had one. I have like the new 3DS only fits XL, with one which has model. Like, yeah, I know. I have that model in a drawer somewhere. I have the new model, the like bulky one. Yeah, I have a new 3DS XL, so I don't even need it because I have like the little nubbin. But I just want it just so I can say that I have it, type of thing. You know, I'm that kind of weird collector.
I sold mine. I
had one, but never. I had one, but I sold it when I sold my 3DS and upgraded to the XL.
Yep. So when I moved up to the new 3DS, that's when I got rid of mine. I just traded in for store credit over the game store.
You're like, I don't really need it anymore, but not apparently me getting on eBay and typing in CirclePad Pro right now.
Apparently, they have a generic one on Amazon that's... that you might be able to try out.
What a weird.
No,
thing
I need the I need the official thing because I'm that
well,
guy.
Good luck with that.
It communicated through IR. It was that weird.
Yeah, I know. That's why I want the weird thing. It's only $50 on Amazon.
I also played Twin Snakes with it.
Oh my God! You can get one for Twin Snakes, the XL. 3DS XL as well, or the 3DS LL, as it were.
I don't have one of those, so I guess I don't need one of the... Okay, I need to close this window right now. Star Fox, that Star Fox would be an awesome series.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think of all the ones you guys have brought up, Star Fox might be my favorite.
Oh, man, do it like SWAT Cats. It'd be great.
What would it be? Would it be an anime? Would it be like CGI type thing? Like what?
I imagine a cell shaded CGI.
Yeah, I mean they did that short on YouTube for Star Fox when Star Fox Zero came out, so they could probably just do something similar to that.
No, the puppet show. It's a puppet show now.
All right.
Okay. Yes. I want the puppet
it's
show.
It's like the one. Yeah.
Call Jim Henson,
Team World Police style.
Oh, could you imagine? Yeah. Oh my gosh. No, I want that.
I mean,
they already
have the puppets. They have those puppets.
It's true. That's half the battle. Oh, you know, have you guys seen how they make like the Mandalorian in like that weird like all
greens?
Put the puppets in that and let's go.
We want money for all our ideas, Nintendo. You better not be stealing from us. This is copyright.
We know that you listen to our show.
Yeah, it's copyright April 23rd, 2024. Star Fox Puppet Show, but using Mandalorian technology. Fuck.
Oh my god, I am totally in a rabbit hole now because I just found a Chewbacca Life Day action figure.
Oh,
that's time to turn off eBay now. Stop. Yeah.
He's wearing the red robes and holding on to the little globe thing from... Did you ever see the Star Wars Holiday Special?
Yes, Justin.
Yes.
Yes, I've seen it. You were there, no. And we both suffered.
I'll do you one better. Have you seen the Ewok movies?
Movies or the cartoon?
No, we actually turned
them on. No, there's live-action movies.
Yeah, we turned them on at one point to watch with the kids, and I think I fell asleep, so I didn't actually get.
That's the right choice.
That's not a great. You know, that's not a recommend.
No, I don't recommend it. I was just asking if you put yourself.
You need to go to sleep. Here's the Ewok show.
The Price is Right.
The last one I can think of that might make sense is Xenoblade, but I can't remember if Nintendo owns that, like, or if
if you're going in there, you gotta go.
Sure, they do.
You gotta think a little about Bayonetta.
Sure. Okay.
They did make a Bayonetta anime for the third game, I think.
Oh, the first one. Oh. Yeah.
Where does that exist?
Now I have to Google this. Now I
me too.
I found it on Amazon a long time ago.
Was it a short or was it
a full length? It was a full length anime movie.
I think they call them OVAs.
I vaguely remember you and Lucas talking about this actually. Now that you say that, when
it's just
Bayonetta came out.
It's available on Amazon, on Blu-ray.
Interesting.
Bayonetta Bloody Fate. That's what it's called.
It's a movie. Okay.
I said that.
They made an anime movie.
And that's what I said. I said it's a movie. It's an anime full-length movie. Why don't you listen to me?
We were too busily Googling it, Justin. Sorry.
I haven't seen it yet, but it's been on my wish list for years. One of these days when it goes out of print, I might start looking for it, but...
Sure.
Ooh, 68%.
But again, this was
like
the first Bayonetta, so it's probably Nintendo had nothing to do with it because that was a Sega game originally.
Mm-hmm.
The cutting edge studio behind Afro Samurai.
Okay.
Oh, that makes now I really kind of want to watch it.
Okay.
even though these ratings are all over the place, IMDb at 5.7 out of 10, anime list at 6.6 out of 10. Meanwhile, Crunchyroll, 4.5 out of 5. This is a near
gem.
Well,
it's an anime movie based on a video game. Do you really expect the critics to be giving it
exactly?
You know,
ratings?
It's hard to like do that without like I have to like listen to a podcast or something. Listen to somebody give me a recommendation because I go and I look at like the ratings for something. And it's like all over the place. Like you know, like I loved the Star Wars movies and like they got like the worst ratings ever. So it's like whatever ratings.
It's on YouTube.
It came out before the game. We're in a reverse cycle here.
Sure. Okay. Well, I'm gonna reel us back
a little bit. It was a little after. Okay.
Unless you guys have anything else that you guys think would make good anime or whatever, but I think let's talk about some of the games we've been playing. Anybody want to go first? Anybody been playing anything interesting?
Lots.
Well,
I have been getting tons of mileage out of my Steam Deck.
Hold on. Actually, breaking news. I'm sorry because this just went live. Like, looks like at 40 minutes ago. I'm seeing. Looks like
Switch 2 announcement.
Extreme G and Iggy's Wrecking Balls is on the Nintendo 64 Switch Online expansion pack. Go play it.
Iggy's Wrecking Balls.
Yep, and Extreme G looks like a moto game. I'm looking at a tweet from Wario64 right now.
Huh.
Wow.
Breaking news, everybody. Sorry, I just wanted
Couldn't
to get that.
It.
Just wanted to get that in there. Continue with the games that you've been playing. My apologies.
Justin's finally playing his Steam Deck.
Yeah, I haven't really... the problem is, you know, I'm just, you know, downloading lots of stuff and playing, you know, a few minutes here, a few minutes there. I haven't really committed to anything other than, you know, Cuphead. I started Red Dead Redemption 2 again on it. Looks fantastic as far as I'm concerned. I have been playing quite a bit of course, BeamNG Drive, constantly messing around with that, downloading mods for that, and just seeing how much I can bang up cars.
Cool.
But actually, probably the game I've been putting the most time into is Saints Row 2, which I cannot think of a better game to have portable. I was excited to have Saints Row 3 on the Switch, but I've always considered 2 to be the superior game in the series, so it's nice to be able to...
3
has all the superpowers. Yeah, it's nice to be able to play that, you know, handheld, and, you know, I don't do any of the story stuff, so it doesn't matter whether I can hear the dialogue or anything like that. But I did actually find tonight a save editor for the same guy made save editors for Red Dead Redemption 1 and 2, Grand Theft Auto, everything. Saints Row, everything. So I downloaded these all to my PC, and so I plan on doing some save modding on my GTA and RDR saves, so that nice. I can play through them in basically an easy mode.
You're getting into the good stuff about PC gaming. Well done.
Yeah, all this stuff that I'd never really thought about before, but now that I can do it, you know, on a handheld, it's exciting.
Right?
Yeah, downloading mods, and I'm waiting for Skyrim to go on sale, because, you know, that's apparently just the king of mods, so but yeah, I've just been playing so much of that. I have put another couple of hours into Princess Peach Showtime.
Yes.
I'm still enjoying it. Like, I think from what I've played of it, I would say it's a pretty solid 6.5-7 out of 10. Like, this is not, we're not talking Breath of the Wild, Super Mario Wonder, you know, stuff like that, but it's a solid, enjoyable game. And, you know, because she changes costumes and that changes her abilities and you know, what you do in the level, each level is different. So it's not even like as much as Super Mario Wonder, you know, did all this different stuff, it's still, when it comes right down to it, you know, Super Mario Brothers. But this one, like, I did 2 or 3 stages that were, you know, side-scrolling beat-em-ups with, you know, some light puzzle-solving. But then I did one where you have to, like, make cakes and cookies and pastries and stuff like that. So, like...
What are the gameplay mechanics of that?
God, I wish I could remember. I played it late at night. But I just remember starting this, like, this is not at all like any of the other levels I've played. So it definitely has some surprises in it.
That's the part that interests me, is I want to play it to, like, experience, like, the weird stuff. Even if they're, like, one-offs, it's like, okay, I can appreciate that.
I mean, I imagine this game will probably go on sale, if not this summer, then maybe around Christmas, New Year's. I mean, I don't think it's a waste of money. I think it's enjoyable. I think it's a game that I'll, you know, turn on and play for, you know, half hour to an hour here or there, just for fun. And like I said, it's not, you know, the same thing every time. Every time you get a new costume, you get new abilities, you do new things, you go to a different area. So it's not.
Is there like a special coin system or something in there to get like 100%ing levels? Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah. So every level has, I can't remember what they are, some kind of gem, and there are 10 of them in every level. So okay. there's that you can do. So it's got that, you know, kind of Yoshi style of going back and, you know, completing the level.
Right.
If you want to. Every level has a ribbon hidden in it, and then the ribbons unlock new costumes, so you can change what Peach and whatever the little floaty thing that, you know, that follows her around is called. I can't remember.
She's got a floaty thing following her around?
Yeah, doesn't every Nintendo game have a little floaty thing following you around nowadays?
Yes. Nabby, I guess that's leave true. Me alone. Going to the bathroom.
But actually, oddly enough, the game that I have played the most on my Switch is Sydney Hunter and the Curse of the Mayans, which is a game that I talked about years ago. I played a demo of it at Retro Game Con.
Oh.
God, I want to say 4 or 5 years ago. And I got it as soon as it came out. It's a really enjoyable game, but I, you know, one of those games that I got, you know, I played it for a few hours, put it down, never finished. And I don't know what just made me think, hey, I haven't played this game in a long time. Let me boot it up and see if I still like it. Yeah, I still like it. It's a great game. And it goes on sale pretty regularly nowadays. So sure. Basically what it is, it's an 8-bit style game, kind of like, you know, Shovel Knight and a lot of those other games. It's kind of a Metroidvania / Mega Man style of gameplay. Like, it's very action oriented and all that. Actually, it's a lot like Shovel Knight in that respect, in that where you go through a level and it's kind of maze-like and you go forward and backward and find secrets and all that, but there's still like a beginning and an end and a boss.
Yeah.
And then there's, you know, collectibles, and the more collectibles you get, the more stuff you can, you know, the farther you can get in the game. Very Mario 64 like in that respect. But, you know, the graphics are all very, you know, 8-bit NES style. The music is made using, you know, NES style, like Famitracker and stuff like that. So it's a great retro game. It's got a lot of charm, and it's challenging. Like, I die a lot, but it's not like super hard. Like, it's one of those games where you just get better every time you die, you know.
Sure.
So, and it's an old game again, so it goes on sale, Sydney Hunter and the Curse of the Mayans. So check that out. It's not only on Switch, but I feel like Switch is the place where you should play it, cuz it's an NES style game.
Right.
But it's also on Steam, it's on, you know, PSN, it's on, you know, Xbox Marketplace, so you can get it just about anywhere. But yeah, so just kind of bouncing around from game to game and downloading stuff and, you know, just kind of messing around with stuff, never really committing to anything, but definitely Sydney Hunter is probably the game that I've put the most, gotten the most progress out of, I suppose is a good way to put that.
Sure. Yeah, that's kind of how I've been too, just bounce around, you know, try and find something that sticks and then play it for a couple hours. So yeah. Did you do any VR stuff, or are you still just kind of?
I did kind of, mostly just videos and stuff. I did boot it up. So I really, really want to figure out how to play Steam VR games on the Quest, which is very much possible. It just requires setup that I have not bothered to set up.
Yeah,
so that hasn't happened yet. But I've been trying to find good quality 3D movies that I can watch. 3D movies and IMAX movies are great in VR because, you know, 3D, you've already got the 3D in front of you, and IMAX,
yeah,
you can blow up the screen so that it just completely fills your field of vision. So,
oh, did you ever do that? Sorry, not to interrupt. Did you ever do that, like, conversion thing that you were talking about? Did that ever work out for you?
So, I think, no, Brandon, you were the one who found, like, AI converted videos.
Yeah,
I found an AI converter. I used it, but I haven't uploaded the videos that I made to my Quest to see if the results were worth it. But if they were, I'll probably end up buying a license for the app because, you know, what I really want to do is get all of my Disney ride and show videos and convert them to 3D so I can, you know, sit and
like
watch the Carousel of Progress and stuff like that in 3D.
It's from what I've seen, I mean, like, I've run into a lot of them. There's some weird stuff here and there, but for the most part, it does work.
The one I got is called Owl 3D, and the videos I converted, like, the only thing I've done is, you know, just kind of sat back and crossed my eyes, and it doesn't look like the depth is all that deep, but it works. Like, it doesn't look like it's screwed up in any way.
No.
It kind of looks like, you know, one of those viewfinder things, but, you know, video instead of still.
Yeah.
Right.
Like I said, I was like, it's a weird experience seeing it. One thing it can't handle is when text is on the screen. It can't figure, it, like, puts it all in different
probably just
distances.
Freaks out.
Yeah, it's like all the letters are, like, varying depths, and it's, like, kind of weird.
Well,
that's fun.
We want AI to be imperfect because, you know, when AI gets too smart, we end up with Terminator.
Or Wall-E.
I think the neatest thing I saw was the curly cord on a phone. It couldn't figure out what to do with that, so it was like a million miles behind. Like, the death made it look like it was way far in the background when it was the curly cord. That was fun.
You know what I should do? I have an AI colorized version of Clerks. I should run that through the 3D thing.
And now you're really just, now you're doing
Sins
Against Cinema, man. That's
that
not
is,
cool.
That is, yeah, that is just an abomination that I must
As soon as you get done with that, just send it over to Kevin Smith so he gets mad about it.
He'll tweet about it, too.
Oh, I'm sure he'd love it.
Well, I guess that might be a good segue to what you're doing, Brandon, if you've been doing any VR stuff.
A little more BNG. For the most part, I've been just sort of drinking too much and using big screen.
Sure.
And
I'm telling you, get Skybox.
But you have awful karaoke, though? That's my favorite. Just...
What's
room full of people singing karaoke at once. That's a...
Oh, boy.
One of these days we should big screen the Super Mario Brothers movie in 3D together. But
I could save that, too.
I have it. I have a full resolution version of it in 3D, so...
They have, like, those Twitch, like, watch party things there. You can stream, like, your Amazon stuff, too. So, yeah, there's a lot of ways to do that. That sounds fun.
Just for big screen, I'd do it, but...
Are you doing, like, big screen and then just, like, browsing the web? Like, what are you doing?
No, big screen's a community thing where either you can make your own room and invite your friends into it, and it's just a big movie theater you can watch stuff on, and you can basically stream your computer screen and show it there. It's actually annoyingly complicated to do your own room, but I figured it out. And
as usual, I don't like other people, so unless I can do it with, you know, a friend,
I think communal watching experiences are a good time.
I for some reason I just googled what I thought you were talking about. I thought you were talking about Steam Big Picture Mode.
I
know what you're talking about now. I'm googling stuff.
I have a couple like environments that I like. There's one that's just like you're sitting in front of a campfire and like there's a big giant movie
it's
screen
cool.
in front of you.
Kind of looking at some like I guess videos of people doing.
They have
it.
A
it
really
pretty,
awful drive
cool.
through. Or drive-in. Anyway, I did that, but I mean, the big thing is, well, I guess, played some Mario Golf. See here, I've been playing the new meme game, because apparently my group on Discord loves it. And that's the content warning. You might have seen things pop up online with that.
Oh, it's, yeah, isn't that on Quest?
It might be? That's not on VR. I've been playing it on PC, but it might be on Quest because I guess it would work.
Or maybe there's a knockoff on Quest, but I've heard of that and either the same game or something similar to it.
We call it the funny YouTube game. It's basically you have like a camera. It has a very limited amount of tape on it. You record a YouTube video, then you upload it to the thing, and you're trying to get a certain amount of likes and money. And basically, it's all very weird. You go down into a place, you're trying to film scary things in this weird alternate sort of place. You go down in a diving bell and you end up in like a place that has horrors, such as a ghost with a knife, a blender with legs that runs at you with a car noise.
okay. I can get behind this.
A robot dog that shoots machine gun rounds at you. Something that just throws you. It's a horrible slug monster. A snail guy who's very slow. But man, when he gets you, he gets you. And he's always coming after you. So it's literally the meme with the snail chasing you around the world. Because you think you lost him, it'll just come wandering in and... Basically, sure. You film it, and then you try to get up and upload it, and it's a pretty good loop for a game, and it's just kind of fun. They have a lot of little production things you can do.
What is that one called again?
Content warning.
I haven't heard of this, but it seems like it would be like up my alley.
It's one of those things that you might have seen it showing up on YouTube. It is definitely a meme game right now.
Interesting.
I could send you some of my videos I've done.
You should.
That's the thing, like saves it. You can save it as a video file to upload to Discord or otherwise. And I think that's the big reason people are all over it, because it makes it so easy to spit out.
Very memeable that
things.
Way.
Yeah. See here. But yeah, I've been playing that. Helldivers, still doing Helldivers on and off. The big thing is, I got an Xbox Series X because Eugene clued me into Woot having sales of it for $309.
Yeah.
And
I
I'm like,
one too. It just doesn't work.
I know. It's like, hey guys, I can play with the Xbox. So I've been playing a little bit. I started out, the first game I played was Crimson Skies. Just because
it's
on Game Pass. Because
it's on Game Pass, sure.
Yeah, it was like, oh, Crimson Skies. I played that for like an hour and a half. I'm like, all right, I think that's enough Crimson Skies. And
Game Pass is dangerous in that way. You're like,
Yeah, I got the whole Rare Replay just because I could grab that.
Sure.
And then I got, I guess they did the remake of 007. I was able to get that. But I haven't played
Switch,
it.
Honestly.
I haven't played it. And the last thing I started actually playing is Control Ultimate Edition.
I've been meaning to play that since it went on Game Pass, so you have to let me know if it's good.
So far, I really like the mood and the production value. I'm very worried that it could have a lost thing at the end of it, but I understand it's a good ending, so can't be lost. Just little things
nice,
when you
nice
start
loss
out.
To dig. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And, I mean, like, it was doing some weird stuff for the start. The whole thing is very surreal. Like, you'll notice when you're running through in the early parts of the game that it's like everything around you is changing. And It's really like you'll walk by a door that's by this painting, and then you go in this big circle and you end up where you started, but there's an elevator there, and it's like, okay, this is getting to me, and so far it's been pretty fun. I mean, I only got like about 2 to 3 hours in, but I think I'm gonna actually put some time into it. It's been kind of interesting.
That's and you said you're playing that on Game Pass.
Yeah, I'm playing that on Game Pass.
Gosh, Game Pass is just incredible, right? Like, I don't know how...
Yeah, I'm shocked. That's where I was at. I was like, I really want this for the 4K Blu-ray player, because really I'm only paying $60 more for a 4K Blu-ray player that can also do all this media stuff and also video games. So it just was a no-brainer.
You've heard of girl math. That's nice boy math. Having a
PS5 when I went to watch Super Mario Brothers. In 4K.
Sure. Yeah, it is honestly for me a great console. It's a shame it's not doing so well, like, you know, I guess sales wise, but I guess I shouldn't really care so much about that because everything comes out cross platform anyways, type of thing. But like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
The way I look at it, I just have a really high featured 4K player even if it fails. Also, did you hear about dev mode?
No, what? Oh, yeah, yes, where you can install, like, the...
Yeah, you pay $20 to Microsoft, and you can just hack it and make it an emulation console.
Yep. I've seen...
I have a ROM of the GoldenEye... the GoldenEye Xbox Live Arcade game that didn't come out 10 years ago or whatever.
You've loaded that up on your...
I have not... put my system in dev mode yet, but that is like the main reason why I want to do it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, there's a number of things. I was looking it up, just how many things I could get. Jellyfin server, I could just stream from my media library to the television. I'm doing all sorts of things. It's pretty neat, but I've only had it for 2 days, so what can I really say? I spent more time trying to figure out how it fit into my multimedia setup than I think I've actually spent playing video games.
Sure. I've even seen people like install like Kodi on the thing using dev mode. So like you can do some cool stuff with an Xbox for sure.
I'm wondering if the... Man, I was looking for Steam Link. I was like, if I could do Steam Link on this, oh my god.
Oh, right? Oh, that would be... If you could figure that out, let me know, because I would be interested for sure.
And like, oh, if I could do that, stream for my PC too, that'd be great.
Have you tried doing, I forget what the service is called on the Xbox, but where you can like stream your Xbox console to your phone? Because that's actually pretty cool.
Not yet. I haven't tinkered with that just yet. It's also new. I spent, like I said, most of my time immediately was just downloading all my media apps and getting them on there.
Mm-hmm.
And the second I got that all done, I was like, okay, I guess I'll look to see that this Game Pass thing I've heard so much about.
Sure.
It's not that much of an extra subscription, but it kind of sucks to have an extra subscription.
We talked about this in Discord, but if you can figure it out, to get a VPN and do it the old-fashioned way with cheating.
I have NordVPN. It came for free with my 3D printer for some reason, because Newegg.
There you go. I actually think I have Nord as well, like a lifetime subscription, because I bought it for like $50 one time or something. But yeah, no, you can do that, and you go look for a YouTube video. There's like a million of them, but like,
well, now I'm worried I made a mistake because I already bought the Game Pass.
Well, you can just stack it. So you've already made the one mistake, but like go buy it for cheap from like, you know, Turkey or Argentina or whatever, and then stack on another like 2 or 3 years so that you just have Game Pass forever. For cheap.
That's what I did.
Yeah, that's what I did, because I can't remember where I bought it from. I want to say it was like Turkey or somewhere. But yeah, it was like, I want to say it ended up being like $4 a month or something like that, which is pretty cheap, you know, pretty cheap. Wow.
Well, I guess I'll have to watch some YouTube videos, more YouTube videos on my video games since I've only played about 5 hours on.
Well, isn't that how it always is? You get get something new, and then your whole time is just like setting it up. It's
tinkering.
Like...
I have to avoid the tinker impulse.
That's one reason why I haven't played very many games on the Steam Deck, because it's just a whole lot of, ooh, I can do this thing, I'm going to do it now.
Right, yeah,
this
exactly.
This won't take long.
What about any 3D printing escapades? I have to know.
I've been just tinkering. Actually, I'm currently 3D modeling a bracket to hold my IR blaster for my remote controls because I hate where it is
yes!
in my house.
I do that. I have one of those too. That's like right above like the bed. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I had a major issue in that it was great until I got a monitor that is also a television. And then realized it has the same power and channel functions as my main TV.
Meaning
it would just turn off my monitor when I turned on the TV. And changes,
that's unfortunate.
Sometimes changes the input. I should probably change that. That was a, I don't have a lot of money, let's get a TV off Craigslist situation.
Sure. Well, that's fun. I'll just 3D print your problems away. Exactly.
I think I can get it mounted away from the television, like really close. Also, the angle isn't good to hit the soundbar. So sometimes I have to power on the soundbar a second time. So I'd like to get it in a better, more advantageous position on my ceiling. And I think I'm going to design a bracket to do that.
Nice.
So,
well, that sounds fun. And then
idea.
Then you got to put it on Thingiverse. What's your idea?
My idea or
both?
I've been having trouble getting like surround sound out of my Steam Deck dock, and maybe I need to hook it directly into the soundbar instead of trying to run it into the TV
and out.
It's
got Bluetooth, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I don't think you can get like 5.1 digital surround sound out of Bluetooth.
Probably not 5.1, but I bet you could get some sound.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a full surround sound anyway.
I don't know. Well. Now I have to Google, is Bluetooth capable of surround sound?
where there's a will, there's a way, right? Okay, anything else that you've been playing or printing or anything else, or...
Me? Hold on. Let's see here. No, Bluetooth is stereo. Okay, answer. Got my answer. I'm sorry. I had to find out. I'm just gonna get my caliper out, get some precise measurements of it, have something that just
get on
slides
Tinkercad.
Into. Yep. Gonna have it clip over. Probably. I have a drop ceiling, so I'm pretty sure I can design something that can clip into the. Area between
Ooh, yeah,
the
that's
drop
a good
ceiling.
Idea.
Then the challenge just becomes how to get the power to it. So
cords, I guess. Yeah,
running through the drop ceiling, which is obnoxious to pop up, because then it's obnoxious to pop down.
Sure. Yeah. Well, good luck, because that's always, it sounds like an easy project, and then it turns into a whole thing. So good luck.
I have a feeling I could get it on a Friday night. I could get it on a Friday night. It's not that challenging. I've designed other things before.
Sure, yeah. Well, get it. And then you get to print on your fancy new fast machine, so that's always fun too.
I know. I got to get more stuff printed out, but right now I just am focusing on functional things because it can print whatever I want, so... Now that I know this, I will move on to making things that are practical or something. I also intend to make custom fittings in my bathroom.
I didn't make a custom fitting, but one time the knob broke on my bathroom, and I was like, I wonder if somebody... like has this on Thingiverse, and they did. So it saved me like a $20 visit to Home Depot one time, so that was nice.
I actually have one knob that in my bathroom already that I 3D designed and 3D printed myself.
There you go. Yeah, it's like literally so practical.
Yeah, I can come up with things. I'll eventually come up with other things. But yeah, that's currently where I'm at with 3D printing. What have you been up to, Eugene?
Well, I guess I'll talk about the 3D printing stuff I've been doing. First off, my wife has got this like hexagon thing going with a bunch of like Funkos. I don't know if I've already talked about that, but it's like hanging on the wall and it's getting like tall. You can't see it, I don't think, from the video, but there's just like, I'll send you guys a picture like offline. This is great for the people listening. It's pretty cool. It's like just a bunch of Funkos, and it's like a honeycomb shape, and they all like connect together like Legos almost, you know? And then all you got to do is like screw it into the wall, and then you can like display your Funkos. Because that's kind of, you know, my wife's thing. She like loves the Funkos, and, you know, got to display them if you got a bunch of them, right? So.
Yes.
So yeah, that's kind of one of the things that we've been printing. Also, I'm sure I've talked about this on the show. My son's birthday party's coming up, so we just printed a bunch of like, you know, like grab bag stuff, like little articulating like octopuses and stuff like that. So that'll be fun for the kids that come. I'm hoping anyways.
Oh, it will.
Yeah, I think they're going to like it. I was looking on some stuff. They have like these like, do you guys remember as a kid where they have like the spinny thing and then the helicopter?
Oh yeah, the helicopter like, in the air, yeah.
I found a bunch of those that I think I might print, you know? Like there's just so much cool stuff that you can do when you have a 3D printer, print on the cheap, you know?
It's true. I have to get more into like printing little things that I can paint, because I did that once and I'm really into it now.
Yeah, like what I've always wanted to, like, because we have like Settlers of Catan and stuff, right? So I've always wanted to like print like the like little pieces of wood and like the little pieces of like the wheat or whatever, instead of having like,
you have to be able to do that. There, that has to be a thing.
Oh, there, the files are on Thingiverse, you know? I just haven't, like, done it, you know? Like, it's just, like, another thing. I got to print 100 pieces of wood to, like, make my Catan collection complete, and that just seems like a task. But, like, why not, you know? Like, that's what you do with a 3D printer, so. That's kind of been all the, I guess, printing stuff that I've been doing. As far as like the games that I've been playing, a lot of the same stuff, honestly. The biggest thing that I've been doing is playing a lot of EA, FC, whatever the F it's called these days. I've been getting better at it, I guess. I haven't played friend of the show Chris in a while. Actually, I haven't played him since he got on the show. So I want to play him again to see if my skills have improved, because I was getting whooped when I was playing him before. So it might be nice to win a match or two. But yeah, that's been real fun. I've been doing a lot of, I'm so close to Tales of Arise. I can like smell it. My time on that is, I think the last I checked, I was at like 60 hours. So it's a long game, but at the same time, like, I'm me and I have to do like all the side quest stuff for whatever reason. So
that is like, one of the reasons I'm actually going back and replaying Red Dead Redemption 2, because the first time I played it, it took me like 2 or 3 years because I had to do every side quest and everything like that. So now I want to play through and just like power through the story. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
with mods,
the side quests later with John instead of Arthur.
Spoilers, but yeah, no, I agree. That's the way to do that. I can't bring myself to play that game again, though. I liked it, but I was like you. I like was skinning every freaking animal pelt, and like it was just like a whole thing, man. I have PTSD thinking about all of the like numbers that I had to tick up to like do the things to get the achievements to like, yeah.
I only did them if they were already like things that interested me, but yeah, like I would be in an area and be like, oh, hey, there's a legendary animal here. let me set up camp and spend the next 5 hours trying to kill it.
I'm glad that I saw that game all the way through, though, because it was a good story, I feel like. I don't know that I liked the game as much as, like, a lot of people did, but I loved the story. So, like, you know, hearing you talk about, like, mods and playing that game, like, on easy mode, that actually, like, really intrigues me, you know, because I would do that. But anyways, what else have I been playing? Well, besides Pokemon Go, I don't want to talk about that because F Pokemon Go. I've been playing a lot of home server, I guess. I built a home assistant server. I think I talked about this a few weeks ago. But if you guys don't know what home assistant is, it's just like basically a way to like automate your house. And so I bought a lot of like Zigbee sensors for various things. So like, for example, I bought a Zigbee sensor for like my garage door so that like when the door opens, the garage light automatically turns on because everything's on like, you know, like sensors and whatever and like switches that are connected to Wi-Fi because I'm that guy. So I've been just doing a lot of cool stuff like that. When I say cool, I mean like nerdy, I guess. But
that's a rabbit hole. That's a rabbit hole. I've looked into this.
Oh man, let me tell you. I've been living on AliExpress trying to find like cheap sensors that I can add to my collection. And you can buy sensors for everything. You can buy illuminance sensors to like read the amount of light that's in the area so that like as it gets lighter or darker outside, the dimness of the light bulbs change. Like you can do like all kinds of cool stuff, and I'm loving it, man. It's crazy.
That's the stuff I love. Like I've been setting up routines on Alexa all over the house.
Yeah,
to turn things on and off and up and down whenever I want.
I love it, and my wife probably hates it, but it's, you know, a lot of the stuff is useful. I was thinking about this when you were talking, Brandon, about like your TV situation, because one of the things that I have set up on my home assistant is like my TVs are smart TVs, right? So like I can connect the TV to my home assistant so that when the switch turns on, both of my TVs automatically turn on, and like one of them will go to the security cameras and the other one will like open up Netflix or whatever, you know? So like you can do cool stuff like that with Home Assistant if you want to. And I do. And I like, it's like, I automate the boring stuff, right? Like when I walk into a room, I just want the lights to turn on. Cause like, let's do that, you know, like get a motion sensor to do that.
I have enough smart devices in my home right now that I'm actually considering it's putting a lot of load on my Wi-Fi router. Think I'm going to install a third Wi-Fi router in my home only for this.
Yeah, no, that's what I did, that actually.
That sounds like the perfect solution to your problem.
No, it is, actually. It is, Justin.
Justin. I can add it can get bigger.
And so what I did was I installed I have a little mini PC and it's running like 24/7 basically. And to that, all my security cameras are connected to it. And to the PC, how they're connected to it is because my PC has a router connected to it with a VLAN, basically like a virtual like LAN that is not connected to the internet at all. So that improves security as well. So, like, none of my devices actually have to, like, talk to the internet. They talk to my PC, you know what I mean? You can just do some cool stuff. And, again, when I say cool, I mean nerdy.
I've got an old off shop Goodwill. I got an old business-grade Cisco 2.4 gigahertz.
There you go.
I'm going to try and install that in the center of the basement and that will cover everything and then not make my router crash as much.
Yeah, no, that's it. That's how you should do that. And yeah, just connect a third router or whatever to the PC directly and have that act as like a VLAN. Your life is going to be maybe not so much more improved, but you're going to be happier for it.
I just have to spend the time with the damn router configuring it first.
Sure.
You know, that feels like work, so I keep putting it off.
Listen, the network configuration stuff, that's always the worst for me. Yeah, speaking of 3D printing, actually, you guys can't see it, but like I strung my routers on the ceiling, actually. So I 3D printed like little mounts for my routers, and they're all connected. It's like a mesh network. So they're all connected through like freaking the Ethernet and everything. Yeah, I'm a mess. I've just been doing a lot of nerdy stuff like that. So, but I like that stuff. It's fun.
It is. The only thing I think holding me back at this point is I think I'm going to need more than a 10-foot cable for that one. I'm going to probably need a 20.
That's another thing. I ran out of like extensions and stuff because I like hit everything with like wire molding, you know, like you can like put all the cables in the stuff. And then okay. But as I was stringing it all out, first I ran out of an extension cord. So I had to overnight Amazon an extension cord. Then I ran out of Ethernet. So I had to Amazon overnight an Ethernet. And then I found out that now I have all these like plugs on the ceiling. So I had to like 3D print a junction box, but it looks nice. I like the way it turned out.
Do you want to hear something crazy I've been thinking about?
Tell me. This is the moment for that.
Oh God! All right. As long as we're going into home networking, in my house I have integrated vac. I have a vacuum that goes to all parts of the house, with all these little flip spots where you're supposed to be able to plug it in, hit a button, start it up, and vacuum it up. I was wondering if I could take the vacuum out, 3D print little connectors.
Oh my god, you should do that.
And then like run them all to a central switch that's underneath a PoE, like under where the vacuum used to be.
That is amazing, and I think you should do that, because who needs a vacuum when you can have Cat 6?
PoE Cat 6. PoE.
All right, let's wrap this show up. I think we're going a little wild
here. Yeah, that's a tangent there.
But that was fun. I'll hope you enjoyed
something again one of these days and have something to contribute.
I'm going to buy probably like $1,000 3D printer here pretty soon. So I'll be talking about that.
The one with the multicolors, huh?
Yes, I need it in my life. I do. I told my wife, this is my anniversary present. And this is my Father's Day present. And this is my Christmas present.
You know what you have to make with it, right?
What's that? Tell me.
Logo in all the original colors.
Oh my god, yes, that actually sounds amazing. Okay, before I purchase more things, let's get out of here. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, Brandon, as always. Appreciate you guys having me for your Tuesday night. If you haven't registered to vote, it's a year to do that, because it's voting election season, so go do that. That's what I'm going to say. See you later. Adios.
Have a good one. Peace out.